Blog Talk Radio.
One-on-one with you. Thanks for streaming live with us today. We certainly appreciate that. Now, before we end the show, as I mentioned on part one of Haters by Nature, The Inevitable Truth, I'm going to share the name of a book that I would certainly encourage all of you guys to check out. You know why? Because, you know, it was really weird. I mentioned this on segment one about how I've considered doing a show on hate because, again, hate is a strong word. We know that it's a very strong feeling of dislike deriving from fear, anger, jealousy, envy, some sort of sense of injury. We all carry some sort of antipathies that is a dislike towards someone or something, right? So I kind of broke that down in part one, but here's the deal. This is the fun part, guys. You know, basically what this show is about is to help you determine and measure. You know, this is all in fun. This is not written in stone because you know what? We all have things that we hate, you know, whether that be people, things, food. But again, sometimes we say we hate something, but it doesn't necessarily, we mean that literally. And then we have those, like, ironically, guys, when I did that first segment a couple weeks ago on Haters by Nature, unfortunately, what happened? I was just speaking of hate, talking about just dissecting this word, and then unfortunately we had that travesty in Orlando, Florida. And our prayers go out to those families. That was the they just literally went in and just, I mean, hate is just not a good word. And so I would definitely not to characterize. You know, sometimes we joke and play about it, but really, truly, are we really joking and playing about it, or are we really, really serious about it, right? You know what I'm saying? So here's the deal. I want you to measure yourself, right? And we're just going to go ahead and, let's just try to measure yourself. I'm going to ask you some questions, you know, because the true definition of a hater, as we know, are known for their negative outlook on life, right? Because life to a hater, life is full of negative surprises, and pretty much someone who hates just can't separate the two. You know, so anyways, but let's just get started. Question number one. Do you just love to hate, right? Are you just the type of person who just love to hate? That is, picking people apart like a piece of chicken, right? Oh, my God, that hair's so nappy, and trying to find every little frizzy part out of place. You know what I mean? Or, you know, you see a cool, you know, Look at this guy's crew cut. You know what I mean? This man's crew cut. Boy, I mean, his ears look bad, or, you know, look like Martin's ears. You know what I mean? Or, I mean, come on, tell the truth, shame the devil, right? I mean, do you just literally love to hate? You know, wow. You know, boy, that person just you know, look at them. They just look like, oh my God, look at just anything negative to say about somebody. Come on. Do you do this a little? Maybe sometimes all the time. Or just call it the way you see it. You might be, hey, I just call it the way I see it. Sometimes we can't help things. We just can't help the things that just catches our eye sometimes. You know what I mean? But that don't mean we have to judge something. You know what I mean? We can turn our brains off and turn it and switch it on to something else. You know what I mean? But literally, when I say hate, I mean literally picking someone apart and finding something wrong with them, right? That's hate. That's a hater. Haterology, okay? All right, question number two I got for you. Are you the type of person who is used to being the center of attraction? You see what I'm saying? I mean, you say you the big guy or the top of the cheerleading team or the top football player in school, or you just this trailblazer at work, and everybody know, you know what, so-and-so on is, I mean, he's on point or she's on point. We know that, you know, she got this or whatever, you know. Then comes another person, you know, this new, they didn't hire somebody new, right? Maybe more attractive, prettier hair or makeup, or just got better abs and biceps, right? You know, with this genuine G-ring in his ear, you see what I'm saying? Okay, what do? Do you start to feel uncomfortable around that person? You see what I'm saying? Do it make you cringe inside, like, oh, my God, shoot. You know, I was top dog on this team. All right, now here comes some fly guy or some fly chick. You know what I mean? Just go. You know, or do you say, wow, right on, my brother, right on, my sister. You see what I'm saying? You know, I want to get to know that person because, you know, I want to see how they got where they are today. You know, I want to, or, you know, it's like, just say you're just not looking as fly as you were when you were 30 years ago, or better yet, as, you know, as a young person, you know, you look at an older person sometimes and you say, wow, boy, they got the good life. They retired, more established. I'm struggling, feel me? Well, you know, old school rule, I think, in a sense, you know. And not only that, you know, I mean, like my uncle used to tell me, baby, I'd be like, Unc, I'm so tired of working. Boy, you got the life. Now, not that I hate it on my own, but I'm just saying, you know, and he'd say, honey, I earned my way here. I've worked. You know, I get the real. I'm like, yeah, you know. We just have so many different prejudices. It don't even always have to be hate, just prejudices. Not being racist, there's a difference, right? But how do you react to someone, say your neighbor, you know, getting their house all fixed up and everything, and you've just been so struggling and broke, and you just can't afford to do it, and or better yet, your lawnmower is just messed up, right? You can't get a good cut on your yard, but your neighbor's yard always crispy, right? Do you be like, boy, that nigga, he think he, or she, you know what I mean? That's a hater mentality. Or do you be like, you know what? I got to get a step up my A game. Shoot, I got to get this right. I got to do something. Let me see. Maybe I need to go work three jobs. Maybe I need to work and start trying to put something into a plan. I mean, just to, because we are what we think, to be truly honest. I do believe, my opinion only, but I do believe, and the Bible says that too, speaks of that we are what we think. So do you just love to hate rather than love or compliment, you know, or just go make that connection and get to know that person? Because that's a lover's mentality. A lover mentality is like, listen, you know what, boy, you know what, I enjoy seeing people do well. I enjoy seeing smiles on people's face because happy people make good people. See what I'm saying? So basically, we're talking about haters by nature, the inevitable truth. And I broke that down to you guys last week in terms of characterizing this word hate, because we use it so loosely and we don't understand how powerful that word is, because the Bible says life and death is in the tongue. You know, you can obviously feel when someone hate you. People can just look, they can just look at you and not like you because you look too pretty, or you just look like you got it going on, and because you don't want to connect yourself with people who are not going places, they hate on you because, oh, they want to say you're better, you think you're better. Well, if the shoe fits, wear it. Never change who you are. Love who you are, because when you love who you are, again, as I mentioned in part one of this segment, there's no room for hate. There's no room for hate. The terrorist group pretty much showed us what hate is all about. So, you know, we definitely don't want to be like them. I mean, it's a strong word. It's definitely a strong word. And, again, we use it so loosely. I hear people, you know, and they joke about, oh, I'm a hater. Yeah, I'm a hater. You know, I think that is so unattractive. It really is. It's so unattractive because it speaks volume of who you are. So I said, question number one, are you the type of person who just love to hate? Question number two, are you the type of person who's just used to being the center of attraction, and then when someone else comes along, perhaps may have a better shape than you have, or maybe, you know, just built up better or whatever. You know, do you begin to feel inferior? Then, you know what? That's a form of hate, whether you hate yourself. Because if you can't love, if you don't love yourself, obviously there's no way you can love others. And if you hate yourself, obviously you're going to hate others. You know, guys, it's a mind thing. It's a spiritual thing. We are what we think. And, I mean, unfortunately, as I pretty much just kind of elaborated on last week about how we were all shaped in iniquity. We were born in iniquity. So, I mean, from the womb, the Bible says we speak lies and go astray from birth. So, but can it be transformed? Absolutely. Can we be transformed? Absolutely. Okay, guys, question number three. Are you the type of person enjoy hurting others or will do anything at the expense of others to get to the top, right? I don't care how I get there. I'm just going to do it. I don't care if I sabotage my friend over here or my coworker over here. I don't care. You know what I mean? I just want that position. Or, you know, you see someone, they're doing such a great job, and the boss is just praising them all the time because their work is on point, they're efficient, and all this. And you're like, well, dang, I've been in here for like 15 years, and they ain't treat me like that, right? Okay. So then there becomes some sort of antipathy or ill feeling toward the person that got that promotion or that is being praised way more than you are, even though you know that you're on your A game. You know that you got this. You know you didn't come this far, right? Okay. There's just so many different things that even can create hate in a lover. You know what I'm saying? Because lovers are fair. Lovers, they play by the rules. That's why that little cliche that says good guys finish last, because they play by the rule, right? But again, are you the type of person just enjoy hurting others or will do anything at the expense of others to get to the top or feel a sense of entitlement that the world owes you something? Now, I'm going to tell you, I do believe that if the world owes us anything, that is love, to love one another, to nurture and to cultivate an environment of fruitfulness, if you will. See what I'm saying? But, again, do you have these feelings sometimes, all the time, most of the time? Because you say the world do owe me something. Or you might say only when I'm mad or when people make me mad or never. Oh, sometimes. How do you deal with these feelings? How do you deal with those emotions? How do you deal with the insecurities that cultivate an environment of hate? Because they are all synonymous, pretty much. How do you deal with that? Or do you enjoy seeing people laugh, thriving, being fruitful, progressive? You see what I'm saying? Do you look at that and say, wow, you know what? I want to be that way. I want to flourish. Or do you say, you know what? I hope they fall. I hope they this. I hope they that. You know what I mean? That's a hater's mentality. Okay, question number four. Can you believe it? We're looking at 13 minutes already. It's pretty synonymous with question number one. Are you the type of person who always find, again, or go looking for something to hate? For no apparent reason. You see what I'm saying? You just say, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go and create a negative. You might see somebody with a nice car and you, oops, oh, I accidentally scratched that car up. Oh, you know, okay. Or do you be like, wow, you know what? Let me park a little bit over because, you know, I know this person just got this beautiful new car. And they go, man, I don't want to mess that up. You see what I'm saying? It's all about how you feel about yourself. So what type of person? Are you a lover or a hater? Have you been transformed from a hater to a lover? Because we were all born in hate, and so we were redeemed by the blood of Christ so that we could love because we are loved. And our Creator, because of his love for us, sacrificed his only begotten son. That is love, right? Who would do that? Who would do that? Okay, my next question, guys, because I want to give you guys the reason why I went ahead and chose to dissect it and tackle this subject called hate. I know it's a touchy subject, but hey, someone's got to do it, right? All right, here's the ultimate question. Question number five. Can you genuinely compliment someone? I mean, just like, or appreciate their beauty, their success, or just admiration of anything for life. I mean, you see someone, you don't just compliment people you like. I mean, you compliment people that you don't know. Boy, your hair sure is pretty. Boy, you know what? You 58 years old, you sure look good. You know, because I know a lot of young folks, they be looking at old folks like they need to be sitting in a wheelchair sometimes. And guess what? Older folks be looking way good. And I know a lot of older folks sometimes, you know, they kind of look at, you know, they wish they were back in their 20s and 30s rather than embracing who they've become in their 50s and 60s and 70s. You know why? Because that's a blessing. That is love on your life. You see what I'm saying? So can you really appreciate the beauty of someone else's joy, someone else's happiness, even if you're not in that place? Not hate on them, okay? Do you just love to hate because you're miserable? Well, let me just give you a little nugget here. So for all of you visionaries, hustlers, players out there, I once read this quote, and mark this. This is so powerful. It says, a hustler's dream can become a hater's nightmare. Okay? A hustler's dream. I'm talking about the ones that are out there moving, shaking, you know, the movers, the shakers, the ones that are out there making it happen, working hard, getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep, supporting themselves, just doing what they can to be independent, okay? Says a hustler's dream can be a hater's nightmare. You know why? Because haters don't like to see people doing better than they are. I don't know if it's being narcissistic, psychopathical. I have no idea. But I'm going to tell you something. A hater's game, knowing it is crucial. Knowing a hater's game, understanding the hater's game is crucial. Partly is because they're here to stay. They're everywhere. We can't get around them. They're everywhere. It's like little aliens popping up. You just never know. I call them imposters because you never know who they are. They're smiling your face, grinning your face, and at the same time they're looking at you, they're stabbing a knife in your back. Of course, you don't know who these people are. It can be your family. It can be your friends. It can be anybody, to be truly honest. It can be directly or indirectly, okay? They're always going to be there. However, you can't allow someone to stagnate you. There's going to be bumps in the roads. There's going to be things because life is inevitable, the inevitable truth, the inevitable truth. There will always be landmines set for us to step into, okay? So that's why it's so important that we understand this hater's game. It's everywhere. And not everyone is a hater. I want to make that clear. Thank God. Everyone is not a hater, right? But we know that most people, if not all people, as far as I'm concerned, have been created as haters by nature, the inevitable truth. It is what it is. But God made a way out for us. So pretty much, I just challenge you guys to just ask yourself those questions. And if any of that, those characteristics fit your personality, hey, guys, you're better than that. You can do better than that. I know we play. Oh, you hate it. We all do that. That's all good. But as long as we're not taking this stuff literally and really believing it, because, again, it's just like a song that you like. You keep repeating that over and over and over again. Obviously, pretty soon, you're going to know that song by heart. That's who you're going to become because that becomes part of you. We are creatures by nature, obviously. Okay? So anyways, the catalyst for me actually doing this program, this show in terms of hate, is because, again, I've considered it in the past. I'm always aspiring to bring forth good substance information just to help us all, right, be better people, healthy-minded individuals, if you will. Okay, this author, check it out, guys, check it out. Because it's definitely going to hit home in terms of this word that we deal with on a daily basis, this verb, this haters, verb, noun, whatever, okay? His name is David Kuplan, and the book is called The Snapping of the American Mind. David Kuplan, that's D-A-V-I-D, David Kuplan, K-U-P-E-L-I-A-N. And he was on this Kristen broadcast I generally listen to. The show was the Jan Mortel Show or something like that. But this author name is David Kuplan, and the book is called The Snapping of the American Mind. And what this guy does is he literally wrote this book. He did a survey, as I mentioned in part one of this program. He conducted a survey and just pretty much analyzing all the different type of activities among Americans that are going on. And one of the things that he definitely documented was that he's going to detail it. He's saying that how the reason people are snapping is because of the economy, no jobs, how the culture has deteriorated. And he goes in and talks about healing a nation broken by lawlessness, governed by godlessness, and a deteriorating culture. It's so deep. Now, why would he say the snapping of the American mind? You know why? Because people are angry. People are mad. They're hate. And you know, the Bible did kind of say in the last days that even those that were really strong on the faith and strong in their faith will turn away from the faith because of the hardening of the world, and it will cause their hearts to be hardened, right? The snapping of the American mind. You guys, read that book. You maybe this book will change your mind and help you to pretty much see exactly what is going on around us, and it doesn't look good. And he's the best-selling author. This book is just caught America by storm. It's an eye-opener, and he's just surveying this growing chaos in America, quote-unquote, is what he's saying, the growing chaos in America. This book exposes all this, and this is a documentary, by the way. This isn't something that he's just written. I mean, he's actually gone through and documented. He's done surveys about people, you know, how they're just pretty much functioning off of drugs and alcohol and all this type of stuff, and just the different dysfunctional things that are going on in our world today. It's just kind of really interesting because, like I said, people, you know, we walk around, everybody look normal and everything, but are they really normal? Can you tell? You really can't tell on the outside. You don't know what's going on, obviously. So we got a lot of stuff going on in our world today. And so, again, the book is called The Snapping of the American Mind by David Kuplian. All right? And it is a documentary, and he's just surveying, again, as he mentions, the growing chaos in America. And this book is really eye-opening. So I definitely would encourage you guys to just kind of keep an open mind, you know. It is definitely something to help you look from within to say, do I really want to be happy in life? No, life will never make you happy. You have to choose to be happy, because there's just so many things that are going on to make people snap, as David Kuplian illustrated in his book, okay? So, you know, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I will be having a guest coming up on the show here, I'm hoping, in a couple of weeks. She is also a best-selling author, and she's going to be on the show to share about her new release. And so we're certainly looking for that. And also, guys, I hope you enjoyed that Father's Day special. To all you fathers out there, that those grills were for you guys. That's your little, you know, man cave grills, right? So anyways, this is D-Love. It's been so wonderful just sharing with you guys. And again, measure yourself, ask yourself, am I a lover or a hater? Because you know what? There is a big difference, okay? Lovers, they love life. Haters, they don't love. I don't know. I want to say when hate destroys, so that's pretty much the way I can sum it up in that term. But it's been wonderful. This is D-Love, guys. Make sure to tell your friends. Go ahead and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and let's connect. Let's have fun. Have fun with me, guys, because you know what? God is doing great things, and we certainly are grateful and appreciate him for just being with us and helping us to keep this show just moving forward and keeping it fun, fresh, all that. And another thing, a special shout out to all my LinkedIn friends, Facebook, Twitter friends, Blog Talk Radio for making everything happen. And I want you guys to purpose to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Peace out.